for just a moment in the great, great silence. We ask our beloved Mighty I Am Presence to pour forth all the love and gratitude of our life streams to our beloved Master Jesus, Thou who art the ascended Jesus Christ, and expand without limit our love and gratitude in the name of all mankind. Beloved ones of our hearts, I trust I may leave with you a blessing today, and that will be very practical in your use of it in outer world conditions, and will at all times help you to hold the harmony and the protection that will make your victory very much easier. And it is this: when we gave you the use of our Ascended Master Consciousness, we gave you the use of the energy of our life streams in our feeling of love to life. Because we love life, all life, impersonally enough to want to help free it from all discord forever and recharge it with the perfection of the sacred fire's love that can never produce discord again in the universe. But when we gave you the use of our Ascended Master Consciousness, we also gave you the use of the angelic host love. And this is the point I wish to stress today. When you are doing things in the outer world and you need assistance to produce perfection, call your beloved I Am Presence and all the Ascended Hosts to charge not only into you, but into all outer activities with which you are concerned. The angelic hosts, sacred fire love of its feeding to life, because when you call forth the Ascended Master Consciousness of the angelic host, you can have within that many activities of the sacred fire from transcendent heights of accomplishment, wherein the power, the momentum is so great that it can instantly come into your outer physical conditions, fill them with that which is perfection, hold protection around that which is constructive, and at the same time, fill you with our Ascended Master feeling of all the power the angelic host wield to bless the people of this world, to protect what is constructive, and to make victorious everything that fulfills the divine plan. So remind yourselves often, when things seem discordant around you, turn to your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host and ask us to charge into that discord. The Ascended Master's activity of the sacred fire and the Ascended Master's feeling of love that holds control of the energy and the consciousness and substance in a condition until the divine plan is fulfilled. And then, when you accomplish something constructive, you ask it to fulfill the divine plan. Then, if you will call the love and the protection of the angelic host feeling in and around it to protect it and to repel for eternity everything that is of discord, you will be able to sustain then everything that you do that fulfills the divine plan, everything that is constructive, everything that brings you joy, and everything that is your security in the future of your protection. Mankind has had a slight concept of the guardian angels. And very often, when the outer self has had tremendous protection under crisis or certain circumstances, the outer self often refers to that protection, well, my guardian angel must have given me this. It could have been your higher mental body, or it could be those of the angelic host who are always guarding anything and everything that is constructive whenever love makes the call. So if you want the power which the angelic host wield, and it is unlimited in its mighty victory, be sure you call forth the ascended masters and the angelic hosts' feeling of the love that is indestructible protection around everything that fulfills the divine plan, around everything that is harmonious, and around everything that you are trying to expand in outer manifestation to help others, to build a civilization, or to fulfill any condition of the outer world that needs correction or needs to be purified and have perfection fill the place of the turmoil mankind has generated. Now, in calling forth the fulfillment of the great divine plan, try to remember it always contains within itself eternal protection. It always contains within itself limitless, indestructible supply, inexhaustible supply. And it contains within itself no problems, but the wisdom and the illumination. And it also contains the purity and the love that everywhere brings perfection and happiness to life. Then when you have called into outer conditions that which you want to use in outer physical activity, call to the guardian angels of the sacred fire to enfold whatever you are creating or wish sustained in the ascended master's sacred fire love that is eternal protection. And more than that, it is the power of our love that forever expands everything that fulfills the divine plan in any set of circumstances. It keeps out human concepts. It keeps out human feeling. It keeps out limitations, and therefore keeps out delay in the fulfillment of your goals. And this is why I'm bringing it to your attention, so you may have more instantaneous fulfillment of your goals. Just remember, everything that you want to accomplish in this world, so long as it be constructive, must be done by the consciousness of your higher mental body and the ascended host. Because the outer activities of mankind do not contain the many things that are within the divine plan's fulfillment, so that what you do constructively is sustained and protected and goes on just naturally expanding its blessing to the life in the world around you. When you call forth the ascended master's consciousness of what the angelic host can do for you, what the angelic host can pour forth in their feeling of love, it will be no trouble for you to feel the continued harmony that controls conditions, because as the flame expands, it keeps consumed the pressure of discord in outer physical conditions that it's constantly trying to interfere with the fulfillment of the divine plan. Mankind has generated so much discord that is weighing heavily upon everybody at this time, that the emotional body of almost every life stream gets no rest from the pressure and discord in the feeling of conditions around the outer self, from either individuals or activities of your modern existence. If you will begin to use the ascended master's consciousness and feeding of all that the angelic host can do for you, you will be amazed at the magic with which you can accomplish things. You'll be amazed at the blessings that will come to you. Because when you give the ascended masters the opening by which we can expand the sacred fire of our love and the sacred fire of the love of the angelic host, you will find the legions of the sacred fire are a very, very real, tangible power to use and always with you. It isn't like you had to call them from somewhere. Your beloved I Am presence on the instant can open the atmosphere, the upper atmosphere of Earth, and the angelic host whose love sustains everything constructive in the world. That can be opened and its blessings pour forth into you in many, many, many ways. Now, in the activity of healing and blessing and happiness and protection that the music angels can give, when you call forth into your outer physical conditions the ascended master's feeling and the ascended master's consciousness of whatever service the angelic host rendered through music, you can, as time goes on, attune the outer self. And there will be times when your devotion is great to your beloved I Am presence, and you still the outer and purify it. Many times in a breath, your presence can open the atmosphere of Earth and let you hear the music of the angelic host, the music that their love gives to life, the music that is the power of healing, and it will bring in and around you their feeling of instantaneous healing as well. Now, the healing angels, the music angels, and the protecting angels are without limit, and most of them are ascended beings. Not all. Some of them are the angelic hosts of the sacred fire who never have embodied, but have never contacted any discord. They are just constantly pouring forth their love and their feeling of that love into manifestation everywhere, that perfection may come into existence, be sustained and expanded, that mankind may use it, and it will lift all into the Ascended Master's octave eventually. So we have a very, very great reason for offering you and reminding you often of the Ascended Master's consciousness, the Ascended Master's feeling, and the Ascended Master's use of the Ascended Master's consciousness to produce manifestations that fulfill the divine plan. And when you call forth our ascended master consciousness and illumination of all that we know the angelic host can do for you, there will come within yourselves the greatest happiness you could possibly imagine. There will come a feeling within you of the closeness of our presence, and you will feel at all times that someone is near you that is the master control of physical manifestation. And you can be such a blessing to the powers and nature and forces of the elements. You could be such a blessing in the use of the healing power of the angelic host that I cannot put into words that you will comprehend now the blessings and the joy that you can have if you set into action this which the angelic host can give. So tonight, I trust I may leave with you the feeling of the way we live in the feeling world of our octave of life, wherein the angelic host are with us constantly in producing miracles and manifestations of such happiness you cannot comprehend it till you see it. And by your own call of your love to your beloved I Am Presence, let it open the atmosphere of Earth and reveal to you and release into your own use the fulfillment of your calls through that love that has no equal. You cannot get this from the physical octave of Earth, but you can draw it into the physical octave by your love to your mighty I Am Presence and to the angelic host, and your use of our ascended master consciousness, our feeling, and all that we know the angelic host can do for you, and all that it can do to correct conditions in this world. Try to feel the closeness of the angelic host, because they have blessings to give that are beyond words to describe. They act instantly, and they are always releasing the sacred fire of their love. And this is what we want you to draw in and around yourselves, to feel their presence. Now I come to the purpose of my presence with you today. We want you to feel their presence. And when you love them enough and feel them enough, their visible, tangible presence will come through. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? In every age, the angelic host have given their blessings to help mankind produce perfection. They have given their feeling and their illumination for mankind to use in physical conditions to produce perfection that raises this world into the ascended master's octave. And that is why the angelic hosts are filling the atmosphere of Earth, the upper atmosphere. There are uncountable billions of angels whose sacred fire, love, and indestructible purity produce the most magnificent manifestations you could ever desire, and all of which fulfill the divine plan of the ascended host. And loved ones, do you understand what it takes under the great law of life? When people pass out of the body, there is always one or more of the ascended host to help that life stream be cut free from the discord that has shattered the divine plan of its fulfillment. When people pass from the physical body, there's always one or more of the angelic host to help that life stream as the higher mental body renders its service and disconnects it from the earth to give it the ascension. When, under mankind's frightful misuse of life through war, life streams are taken out of the body suddenly, those life streams go out quickly in the emotional body. But there are the angels who render that service and will help to enfold that emotional body in whatever purifying sacred fire love will help that life stream to be raised into the upper atmosphere of Earth to rest between embodiments until the knowledge comes through by which that life stream can have the ascension. You have no idea what will come into your consciousness of the perfection from the Ascended Master's octave when you make it a habit of calling forth the Ascended Master's consciousness and feeling and love of the angelic host. I offer this to you because mankind needs it. It is waiting to help you. There is no such thing as failure to those great cosmic legions who have served throughout ages uncountable. These beings are real. They hold divine law and order in God's universe. They are giving constantly of their perfection. They know only the service of love. And when we know that, we want you to know it. We want you to use our Ascended Master consciousness and feeling of all we know the angelic host can do for you. And dear ones, you can have such miracles and such manifestations as will give you joy for eternity. Now I come to another point. When the time arrives for you to draw forth some of the master powers of your own mighty I Am presence by your calls to your higher mental body to release its greater powers into your outer physical use, you will need the protection and the assistance of the angelic host to enfold you in their sacred fire while you use the powers of your beloved I Am presence to produce manifestations in the physical world that do fulfill the great divine plan. And in this, you can render tremendous service to other life streams across your path. You can call these hosts of the angels of the sacred fire to sweep into a condition and take the hordes of evil out of existence, sometimes in just one flash of their flame. This is what I mean when we say, use our Ascended Master consciousness of all that the Ascended Masters know the angelic host can do for you, all they want to give you, and all that you can have in the use of their Ascended Master feeling. If you were to fill yourselves with what the Ascended Masters know is in the feeling of the angelic host, you could not be in distress. This is a very practical way to overcome the pressure and the discord of outer world conditions that shatter mankind lifetime after lifetime. So from this hour, I hope you will become acquainted with some of the angelic hosts that have ministered with me down through the ages. And that is why when I said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all mankind unto me, I do that because the angelic hosts are the projection of the sacred fire. They direct that sacred fire at my call to change conditions from the lesser into the greater, from the discord into the purity of eternal perfection. So will you accept our offer for the use of the Ascended Master's feeling and the Ascended Master's love to the angelic host that draws back to you their assistance many times in conditions that you do not even know exist, but they can protect you, they can provide a head for you, and they will help your beloved I Am presence to fulfill your calls. Your presence wants you to have everything that is a perfection. The Ascended Masters want you to have everything that is a perfection. And the angelic host wants you to have it. Won't you accept it? thank you so much, precious ones. So when things seem to weigh heavily upon you, if you can just get a few moments by yourself and ask your beloved I Am Presence to enfold you in its own heart's flame and call the angelic legions to stand your guard and help you do what is constructive that fulfills the divine plan, charge your outer feeling, the fitting of the outer self, with the ascended masters, consciousness and feeling and love of the angelic hosts, and you will automatically fill your world with that perfection. It is as free as the air you breathe, and all it takes is your love to your mighty I Am Presence, your love to the angelic host, and your call for their presence with you to overcome the conditions of the physical world, and then to fill you and the atmosphere about you with their sacred fire's love, which you can use to help your fellow man. You are not at the mercy of the destructive conditions of the outer world when angel legions uncountable abide in the octave of light and in the ascended master's octave, awaiting an opportunity to draw into the physical world every blessing the great cosmic law can permit and will give when love makes the call. This is why, when we have asked people to hold the harmony and call our love and our peace in the physical conditions, we can send uncountable legions on the instant to envelop the individual or the condition and hold there the sacred fire's purity until it consumes the discord. That is the limitation, the resistance, the mistakes, and the imperfection that torture life. This is a powerful healing activity that brings victory without limit. You can have any momentum of this you want if you will continue to use it and remember that we have offered our ascended master consciousness of all that we know the angelic host and their love can do for you. And let us fill you with and enfold you in our feeding of our love to the angelic host. Then you will begin to love them as we love them. Then when they come to assist you, it's just like a breath. There is no struggle. There is perfection without limit. And this alone is freedom. The violet flame angels that come under the blessed Saint Germain's direction are the most wonderful beings you could ever imagine. And they are awaiting your recognition, your call, and your acceptance of them in the lower atmosphere of Earth, that they may render their service in the physical octave for the purification of the nation and the world. And mankind cannot have peace without them. This is why I said, I am with you always, because the love which I am to the angelic host draws constantly into physical conditions their purity, their love, their blessing, and their control of conditions in the physical world till evil is compelled to cease to be and limitation is consumed and mankind begins to live God's way of love and light and freedom from distress for all eternity. And I think that is desirable. Thank you so much. And when you ask your mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host to charge you with our Ascended Master feeling and love of the sacred fire angels that makes love alive within and around you. And I mean the pure Christ love that is cosmic purity and illumination to every particle of life. It has no selfishness in it, no personal attachment. It just lets flow the love from the great central sun. And wherever it flows, it purifies, harmonizes, perfects, and raises all into greater manifestation that is happiness supreme and freedom for eternity. The protecting angels can, without limit, blaze their sacred fire. And when their feeling of their love surrounds a condition, I assure you, mankind's destructive creation cannot reach through and produce destruction. This is a powerful protection as well as a healing power that everyone can have if you make the call, establish the habit, and let us have the opening by which we can draw into the physical world the blessings from our ascended master octave and raise this world into the sunshine of our love and into the sacred fire of the angelic hosts, perfection and peace and protection of eternity. It is the great treasure house of existence, because the sacred fire is the treasure house, and it contains all of everything, and mankind cannot exist without its blessings. So as you go forward, if you care to use the ascended Jesus Christ angels of my love and my feeling to life to do for you what fulfills the divine plan, you will give me the opening by which I may come closer and closer into your outer activities till that day when the atmosphere parts. And because they have held the purity and love around you, I can step through and talk to you face to face. Thank you so much. And all we have asked mankind to do is to accept our love of our life, that it may bring perfection into outer existence and shut off mankind's creation of evil. The great cosmic law has provided the angelic host to do this and bring this manifestation into the physical conditions of this world, to correct mankind's mistakes, to purify all in the physical octave, and to replace human distress by the love and peace of the angels of healing and the angels of love and the angels of peace, to make this world like the ascended master's octave and reveal the perfection that the divine plan wants to bring into manifestation in this world to make it the ascended master's octave for eternity. And when you think of the mighty victories almighty angels of sacred fire love's indestructible victory, you will be breathless almost with love and adoration to those beings who are all of everything that can produce perfection for eternity, and it is ever expanding its freedom to life. So I commend you to the ascended master's feeling, and you can use my ascended Jesus Christ feeling and my ascended Jesus Christ consciousness and my ascended Jesus Christ angelic host to come to help you and bring into this world the love of eternity that raises all into the ascended master's octave of perfection. May you enter in, dwell within it, use it without limit, and as you call it forth to bless the rest of life, You must of yourself become that perfection also. So I give my peace, as I said before, I give my peace unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. I give you the peace of my ascended Jesus Christ feeding and my love of the angelic hosts to give you the blessings of eternity that forever lift all into the ascended master's octave. Use it, beloved ones, and call it into the physical conditions of this world to live as comfortably as possible until the hour of your ascension. And may the angelic host come to you, visible and tangible, and you feel their love with such intensity that you too become that same sacred fire blessing to the rest of life wherever you abide. And so I leave you clothed in my heart flame's love to the angelic hosts, and may every blessing they contain and can give and can expand in that love enfold you and lift you forever into your eternal freedom. Thank you with all my heart. To you, beloved Jesus, thank you for your love this hour. Thank you for everything you've done for life. Now we ask your ascended Jesus Christ consciousness of your ascended master feeding, of all the angelic host meaning to life, fill those under this radiation and surround us for eternity with the sun presence of your own heart's flame till we are all ascended and free. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such ascended master feeling and love of the angelic host that wherever we go, it goes before us and consumes all unlike itself for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with what you know we need the most, but make us the love that forever sets us free. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, beloved angels. Thank you, beloved Jesus and all the ascended hosts. Thank you, blessed Saint Germain, for your violet flame angels. We ask them to stay with us. Blaze into and around before us whatever sacred fire love holds command for eternity. And to the brothers of the golden robe and the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress all the love of the sacred fire that the angels pour to this world, blaze it into and around those under this radiation, and wherever we abide, may it forever compel all human creation to cease to be. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved, mighty, I'm presence and all the ascended host, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with whatever love and feeding of the angelic host is needed wherever we abide, blaze the ascended master's victory of that sacred fire presence in full conscious control of everything in the physical world wherever we go and hold it for eternity. And to all who govern the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim and all the great cosmic beings, we ask you to accept our own heart's flame and blaze into and around us all whatever releases the sacred fire love from our own life streams into all outer physical conditions and hold command for eternity. These activities of the sacred fire for which we have called, we ask the angels who guard their manifestation to come to us, abide with us, and help control all around us for eternity. And we thank thee. To all who govern the power of the cosmic crystal cup poured forth into the outer use of those in this radiation, and make them the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and to compel all on this earth raised, purified, illuminate, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the sacred fire love of the great angelic host to come in through and around those under this radiation, which means all that is the Christ everywhere in the world. Hold command, blaze without reservation the victory of eternity, and set our nation free for the purity, freedom, protection of America, and the victory of light and peace eternal to the earth for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And we thank thee. And now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the limitless legions of the angels of peace fill the world with their sacred fire and compel all else to cease to be. We thank thee.